Hi, Gone Wild Audio backstage. I'm just going to record this unofficial questionnaire just to get used to recording and not freak out about actually recording my voice. You might be able to hear things like birds chirping and things like that. I have a little nest of sparrows that decided to live in the outlet of my what's it called? That thing where they suck up all the smell and smoke from cooking. I have no idea what that's called. But yeah, so I haven't been able to use that for the past couple of months because they're busy growing and there's a nest there, so every year around this time, they'll come around, you know, have babies, and then go on their merry way, and then I can use it again. Okay, this is going to be the total unofficial audio questionnaire. I'm just going to read along as we go. Where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment, and why? I think audios are more intimate than, say, porn or erotic novels. Erotic novels, they give you more of a room for imagination. So probably imagination-wise, novels, audio, then porn. It's sort of, I think novels probably, depending on the writing, they sort of, things can be more romanticized and sort of glorified in a way, because, you know, you're imagining things. And then audio, I feel like it's the best balance between the two. It sort of, it gives you enough realism, but at the same time, it sort of, it leaves you room to imagine things, because porn, you know, it's not always pretty. So there's that. So I think depending on what I feel like, I'd probably choose audio over porn, but a lot of the times I sort of combine the two, so I don't know, just get more stimulation, I guess. Which type genre of GWA recording is your favorite? Male for female? what else? I like those that are sort of high quality, well produced, just because I'm kind of like a little audiophile. I like the ones that has a little bit more of a context to it. I love to hear moans and groans. I love to hear the sort of raw emotions and just how you feel. That's a really big turn on. Yeah. I think the whole idea about, you know, you turning someone else on, or someone else is turned on by you, is a really big turn on for me. Have you discovered any new turn on since listening to GWA audios? The whole daddy little girl thing. I still call my dad daddy, so it might be a little bit weird, but I don't know, I sort of just isolate the two. But yeah, it's grown on me. I love being called little girl. Never thought I would. Never really interacted with the whole term. So there's that. Yeah. We all scan the tags to find the audios that piques our interest. Without regard to the title of the post or the person posting, name up to 5 tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with the gender tags. Male for me, female. There's that. And then let me see. I'll just go into GWA and see whatever catches my eyes. Moans and growls and man sounds. Pussy licking is a big one, and kissing. You know, those sounds. they never fail. What else? Whimpers, you know, the still sort of the same thing. I think penetration would be one. Just because, you know, most of my fantasies aren't about mutual masturbation. What else? Again, the daddy little girl tag. I think there was a rough tag or something that I do like. M-dom, but not degradation. What else? Sometimes, depending on my mood, sweet things, about love, because it makes everything sweeter and more romantic. And I'm a hopeless romantic, so there's that. Heavy breathing. I'm always curious about the virgin tag, so there's that. I'd always listen to the virgin tags just to see, you know, the different scenarios. Next question. Where am I? There we go. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? A man in a suit is always good. Uniforms. I actually found that I like to see sort of just sometimes, like when a guy's just, you know, in a plain t-shirt and jeans. And you see a little bit of their sort of collarbone and the neckline. I don't know why, but it's just an instant click. And I'm just like, oh my god. But yeah, there's that. What else? A shirtless man never fails to get me blushing. I don't care if he's attractive or not, but I'm shy like that, I guess. Yeah, growing up in girls' schools might be why, but that's, yeah, that's one of those things that I can't face a guy who's shirtless. Okay, next one. Where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated in? Riskiest or most unusual? I don't think I've had a risky place or unusual place. I would have to say... Wait, am I recording? Just checking. Where's Audacity? Oh, yes, I am. Good. I'm not that... Well, I wouldn't say I'm not that risky or adventurous, but I'm inexperienced, so... I'm gonna say sort of like... my room while, you know, people are home, so that's not risky or anything at all, but I'm lame that way. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? The couch is always fun. The couch is very fun. Kitchen or bathroom. You know, the whole, it's just that perfect height. I haven't tried in cars yet. I'm, yeah. But I'd imagine it to be fun, but I mean, it's also very cramped and everything. But yeah, let's just say couch, bench tops, showers. Almost forgot about that one. Showers. You can never go wrong with showers. What accessories have you used with your partner? Accessories for the purpose of this question includes handcuffs, corset, adult toys, paddles, body paint, candles, or any other items you include to enhance the sex. I'll leave it to your imagination. Handcuff is a good place to start. I do like light bondage or domination. paddles, yes, maybe. Maybe. Body paint. Does chocolate count? I guess so. Chocolate sauce or things like that. Have you had a one night stand? And if yes, was it good or bad experience? I've never had a one night stand. I don't think I can. If I did, it would be with someone that I've known for a long time, or like a friend, like a one-off thing with a friend, but that wouldn't be counted as one night stand. So no, I haven't, and probably never will. Sorry. Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you'd ever do? I would be interested in trying a threesome. I'm bi, so either, with two guys or a girl and a guy, or even two girls would be fun. A foursome, or I guess we'll start from a threesome and see how it goes. Then we can think about things like foursomes, moresomes, Yeah. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I would rather be tied up. Yep. I mean, being the one tying the knots is also fun, but I think I'd prefer to be tied up. Yeah. I like doing the tying as well, just so I can tease the hell out of them. But yeah, I prefer to be tied up and be teased. Oops. When you're nearing an orgasm, what words or phrase will make you come? Oh God, I don't know. What words or phrases will make me come? I think it changes. That's the most important thing. Like, it depends on the mood and everything, and I don't like hearing similar things over and over. It grows old. Like, I never watch the same porn twice, and I don't really listen to the same audio twice. Well, I do listen to them twice, but not. They don't get me going as much, I guess you can say that. So yeah, it's more just enjoy the audio than, than to have a physical stimulation. Next one. Do you have multiple orgasms? And what is your record number of orgasms in one day? In one day. To be honest, I've never really tried. So I would say 3 to 4. Yeah. I don't know if I can do more. But 3 to 4, I think so. Which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true? Sexual fantasy coming true. Off the top of my head. That's a hard one. I'm gonna regret saying that, or I'm gonna find something else that I want more. So I'm gonna leave that blank. Yeah. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourself and yourselves? And what has become of those pictures and or video? I have. No videos to date, but pictures. What have they become? Check my posting history, I guess. I mean... Yeah, this is my naughty account, so I have everything going in there. There's photos, there's, you know, audios. This is the account that you don't tell your friends about. Next one. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? I've actually never had that. I'm a late bloomer, still in the process of discovery. So no, I haven't. But I mean, I have gotten flustered, but that's probably about it. Oh god, my life sounds so boring right now. Which actually it is, but what part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. What parts of my body? Let me think about it. I think sort of like the lower tummy area, sort of between your belly button and the nether regions. I don't know why. It's super uber duper sensitive. So even, yeah, it's just really sensitive. Other than that, I think behind the ears, sort of like behind jawline, where else? You know, inner thigh is always a good place. Wrist, inner wrist actually, inner wrist is a good place as well. I would have said my boobs, but... you know, it's excluded, so there you go. In a rest, behind my ears, sort of under my jawline, sort of below my belly button, all the way down, kind of. There's that. How important is the side of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy? Why? I mean... if you're watching porn, obviously, like a really generous size would be, you know, visually stimulating. And I don't think, as a bi girl, I don't think boob size matters that much. I think as long as you're over a B, I mean, saying that, I'm in double F, so. So as long as you're over a B, I think you're good. Even under, we can still have fun. In real life, his cock, I don't know. Please don't be too big. I'm way too tight. Yeah. in fantasy, don't be too big. I mean, being someone who has big boobs, they don't arouse me as much. And with cock, I've talked about in porn and things like that. So yeah, I think as long as you're average, you can more than enough fill me up and be very, very tight. So there's that. How would you go about undressing your lover if you're standing and facing each other? I always go with the belt buckle first. I don't know why. If you're wearing a belt, I'll probably slowly untie the belt, unbutton your jeans or pants, slowly zip down your zipper, probably leave it there, And slowly taking off your top while just hands roaming everywhere. Probably take your shirt off. If it's just a t-shirt, probably just take it off normally. I mean, there's only so many ways you can take off a t-shirt. If it's a shirt, I'll probably unbutton it slowly as well. I just enjoy the process. And then pants, and then, slowly work my way into your clothes. Instead of getting you naked first, I'll probably, caress you a bit outside your clothes and then under each layer. Have fun. Yeah. Okay, last question. What do you consider to be good foreplay, and about how long should it take on average? Until I beg you for your cock. Oh, good for good good for I can't say foreplay today. Good foreplay. Be lovingly. Well, there's different ways, but I like different kinds, There's the be lovingly, caress every inch, kiss every inch of my body, pay attention to my boobs. They're ultra sensitive. I don't know if I can come, but I think I can come close to coming just from my boobs. So there's that. And I'd want to caress all over your body as well. I want to get to know your body, every inch of your skin. So yeah. But there's also, if you're right at the moment playing rough, then go for So yeah, how long should I do? I have no sense of time when I'm aroused, so there's that. And I don't really keep a time on that. Yep. There you go. And that is my answer to the totally unofficial audio questionnaire, TUAQ. I hope you enjoyed it. There's also a part two, which I'll probably do depending on how many people actually want to hear it, because who wants to know? So yeah, there's that. And just in case if somebody actually recognizes my voice, hi, don't ever tell me in real life. I thought I'd point that out. Just don't tell me. I'd be too embarrassed to ever talk to you again, so please don't tell me. All right. I guess I'll see you guys either in my next questionnaire or GWA or photo, I guess. Bye. Hi, Gone Wild Audio Backstage. I'm just gonna record this unofficial question questionnaire just to get used to recording and not freak out about actually recording my voice. You might be able to hear things like birds chirping and things like that. I have a little nest of sparrows that decided to live in the outlet of my what's it called? That thing where they suck up all the smell and smoke from cooking. I have no idea what that's called. But yeah, so I haven't been able to use that for the past couple of months because they're busy growing and there's a nest there. So every year around this time, they'll come around, you know, have babies and then go on their merry way and then I can use it again. Okay, this is going to be the total unofficial audio questionnaire. I'm just going to read along as we go. Where do you rank erotic audio compared to other forms of adult entertainment and why? I think audios are more intimate than, say, porn or erotic novels. Erotic novels, they give you more of a room for imagination. So probably imagination wise, novels, audio, then porn. It's sort of, I think novels probably, depending on the writing, they sort of, things can be more romanticized and sort of glorified in a way, because, you know, you're imagining things. And then audio, I feel like it's the best balance between the two. It sort of, it gives you enough realism, but at the same time, it sort of, it leaves you room to imagine things, because porn, you know, it's not always pretty. So there's that. So I think depending on what I feel like, I'd probably choose audio over porn, but a lot of the times I sort of combine the two. So I don't know, just get more stimulation, I guess. Which type genre of GWA recording is your favorite? Male for female. what else? I like those that are sort of high quality, well produced, just because I'm kind of like a little audiophile. I like the ones that has a little bit more of a context to it. I love to hear moans and groans. I love to hear the sort of raw emotions and just how you feel. That's a really big turn on. Yeah. I think the whole idea about, you know, you turning someone else on or someone else is turned on by you is a really big turn on for me. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? The whole daddy little girl thing. I still call my dad daddy. So it might be a little bit weird, but I don't know. I sort of just isolate the two. But yeah, it's grown on me. I love being called little girl. Never thought I would. Never really interacted with the whole term. So there's that. Yeah. We all scan the tags to find the audios that piques our interest. Without regard to the title of the post or the person posting, name up to 5 tags on a post that will grab your attention, beginning with the gender tags. Male for me, female. there's that. And then let me see. I'll just go into GWA and see whatever catches my eyes. Moans and growls and man sounds. Pussy licking is a big one, and kissing. You know, those sounds. they never fail. What else? Whimpers, you know, the still sort of the same thing. I think penetration would be one. Just because, you know, most of my fantasies aren't about mutual masturbation. What else? Again, the daddy little girl tag. I think there was a rough tag or something that I do like. M-dom, but not degradation. What else? Sometimes, depending on my mood, sweet things, about love, because it makes everything sweeter and more romantic. And I'm a hopeless romantic, so there's that. Heavy breathing. I'm always curious about the virgin tag, so there's that. I'd always listen to the virgin tags just to see, you know, the different scenarios. Next question. Where am I? There we go. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? A man in a suit is always good. Uniforms. I actually found that I like to see sort of just sometimes, like when a guy's just, you know, in a plain t-shirt and jeans, and you see a little bit of their sort of collarbone and the neckline. I don't know why, but it's just an instant click, and I'm just like, oh my god. But yeah, there's that. What else? A shirtless man never fails to get me blushing. I don't care if he's attractive or not, but I'm shy like that, I guess. Yeah, growing up in girls' schools might be why, but that's, yeah, that's one of those things that I can't face a guy who's shirtless. Okay, next one. Where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated in? Riskiest or most unusual? I don't think I've had a risky place or unusual place. I would have to say... Wait, am I recording? Just checking. Where's Audacity? Oh, yes, I am. Good. I'm not that... Well, I wouldn't say I'm not that risky or adventurous, but I'm inexperienced, so... I'm gonna say sort of like my room while, you know, people are home. So that's not risky or anything at all, but... I'm lame that way. Other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? The couch is always fun. The couch is very fun. Kitchen or bathroom, you know, the whole, it's just that perfect height. I haven't tried in cars yet. I'm, yeah. But I'd imagine it to be fun, but I mean, it's also very cramped and everything. But yeah, let's just say couch, bench tops, showers. Almost forgot about that one. Showers. You can never go wrong with showers. What accessories have you used with your partner? Accessories for the purpose of this question includes handcuffs, corset, adult toys, paddles, body paint, candles, or any other items you include to enhance the sex. I can't really answer I'll leave it to your imagination. Handcuff is a good place to start. I do like light bondage or domination. paddles, yes, maybe. Maybe. Body paint. Does chocolate count? I guess so. Chocolate sauce or things like that. Have you had a one night stand? And if yes, was it good or bad experience? I've never had a one night stand. I don't think I can. Even if I. Well, if I did, it would be with someone that I've known for a long time, or like a friend, like a one-off thing with a friend, but that wouldn't be counted as one night stand. So no, I haven't, and probably never will. Sorry. ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? I would be interested in trying a threesome. I'm bi, so either, with two guys or a girl and a guy, or even two girls would be fun. A foursome, or I guess we'll start from a threesome and see how it goes. Then we can think about things like foursomes, moresomes, Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I would rather be tied up. Yep. I mean, being the one tying the knots is also fun, but I think I'd prefer to be tied up. Yeah. I like doing the tying as well. Just so I can tease the hell out of them. but yeah. I prefer to be tied up and be teased. Oops. when you're nearing an orgasm, what words or phrase will make you come? Oh God, I don't know. What words or phrases will make me come? I think it changes. That's the most important thing. Like, it depends on the mood and everything, and I don't like hearing similar things over and over. It grows old. Like, I never watch the same porn twice, and I don't really listen to the same audio twice. Well, I do listen to them twice, but not. They don't get me going as much, I guess you can say that. So yeah, it's more just enjoy the audio than, than to have a physical stimulation. Next one. Do you have multiple orgasms? And what is your record number of orgasms in one day? In one day. To be honest, I've never really tried. So I would say 3 to 4. Yeah. I don't know if I can do more. But 3 to 4, I think so. Which sexual fantasy do you wish could come true? Sexual fantasy coming true. Off the top of my head. That's a hard one. I'm gonna regret saying that, or I'm gonna find something else that I want more. So I'm gonna leave that blank. Yeah. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourself and yourselves, and what has become of those pictures and or video? I have. No videos to date, but pictures. What have they become? Check my posting history, I guess. I mean... Yeah. This is my naughty account, so I have everything going in there. There's photos, there's, you know, audios. This is the account that you don't tell your friends about. Next one. Have you ever gotten so wet or so erect in public that you had to go find a private place? I've actually never had that. I'm a late bloomer, still in the process of discovery. So no, I haven't. But I mean, I have gotten flustered, but that's probably about it. Oh god, my life sounds so boring right now. Which actually it is, but what part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or licked the right way? Describe. What parts of my body? Let me think about it. I think sort of like the lower tummy area, sort of between your belly button and the nether regions. I don't know why. It's super ooper duper sensitive. So even, yeah, it's just really sensitive. Other than that, I think behind the ears, sort of like behind jawline. Where else? You know, inner thigh is always a good place. Wrist, inner wrist actually. Inner wrist is a good place as well. I would have said my boobs, but you know, it's excluded, so there you go. In a rest, behind my ears, sort of under my jawline, sort of below my belly button, all the way down, kind of. There's that. How important is the side of his cock or her tits matter to you in real life? How much does it matter in fantasy? Why? I mean, if you're watching porn, obviously, like, a really generous size would be, you know, visually stimulating. And I don't think, as a bi girl, I don't think boob size matters that much. I think as long as you're over a B, I mean, saying that, I'm in double F, so as long as you're over a B, I think you're good. Even under, we can still have fun. In real life, as cock, I don't know. Please don't be too big. I'm way too tight. Yeah. in fantasy. Don't be too big. I mean, being someone who has big boobs, they don't arouse me as much. And with cock, you know, I've talked about in porn and things like that. So yeah, I think as long as you're average, you can more than enough fill me up and be very, very tight. So there's that. How would you go about undressing your lover if you're standing and facing each other? I always go with the belt buckle first. I don't know why. You know, if you're wearing a belt, I'll probably slowly untie the belt, unbutton your jeans or pants, slowly zip down your zipper, probably leave it there, you know. And slowly taking off your top while just hands roaming everywhere. Yeah, I'll probably take your shirt off. If it's just a t-shirt, probably just take it off normally. I mean, there's only so many ways you can take off a t-shirt. If it's a shirt, I'll probably unbutton it slowly as well. I just enjoy the process. And then pants, and then, you know, slowly work my way into your clothes. Instead of getting you naked first, I'll probably, you know, caress you a bit outside your clothes and then under each layer. Have fun. Yeah. Okay, last question. What do you consider to be good foreplay, and about how long should it take on average? Until I beg you for your cock. Good foreplay. Be lovingly. Well, there's different ways, but I like different kinds, you know. There's the be lovingly, you know, caress every inch, kiss every inch of my body, pay attention to my boobs. They're ultra sensitive. I don't know if I can come, but I think I can come close to coming just from my boobs. So there's that. Yeah, you know, and I'd want to caress all over your body as well. I want to get to know your body, every inch of your skin. So yeah, but there's also, you know, if you're right in the moment playing rough, then go for it. So yeah, how long should I have no sense of time when I'm aroused, so there's that. And I don't really keep a time on that. Yep. There you go. And that is my answer to the totally unofficial audio questionnaire, TUAQ. I hope you enjoyed it. There's also a part 2, which I'll probably do depending on how many people actually want to hear it, because who wants to know? So yeah, there's that. And just in case if somebody actually recognizes my voice, hi, don't ever tell me in real life. I thought I'd point that out. Yeah, just don't tell me. I'd be too embarrassed to ever talk to you again, so please don't tell me. Alright. I guess I'll see you guys either in my next questionnaire or GWA or photo, I guess. Bye.